Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Two purple lines? Oh.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Mardi Gras stylies?
Oh,
hey,
oh,
nice.
Hell yeah.
I'm a little curious about those two purple lines.
Yeah, what's going on? It's not a Mardi Gras thing, is it?
Those two lines, purple lines, are what I saw on my COVID test.
Michael.
Showing me a positive.
Michael, this is COFEFE round 3 for you, no?
Number 3. I can't
ding,
believe
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I know this one, I know exactly how I got it. I was going
home. Eating a big virus.
Yeah.
Snacking on the coronavirus.
I was going back home for a funeral, actually. Let me tell you about that. It was my uncle, unfortunately, passed away. He was a great guy. And he,
my condolences.
Thank you. I appreciate that. He was a big Sloppy Boys fan. And he had cancer at the end, and I Zoomed with him a little bit right before the end. And, you know, he was not doing the best and, you know, but still got on the thing. And the first thing he said to me was, "Hey, here for the beer." But oh, he would email me and tell me how much he liked the, he was great. Uncle Rich. He would call or email me and tell me how much he liked the videos and the music and stuff. So, RIP.
Uncle Rich.
Yep.
Uncle
great
Rich.
Guy.
Rest in power. We love you.
Great. Slap it. Yes. My brother was picking me up to go to the funeral. I met him. I took a train up to Albany, and he was coming in, picked me up, and we went all the way across the state. And towards the middle of the trip, he starts coughing, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, I've kind of had this cough." He's like, "But it's not COVID." I was like, "Okay, cool." And then we got to my parents' house. He's like, "You know what? I'm going to take a quick COVID test," and it was positive.
People are so insistent on this thing of like, "I'm sick, but it's not COVID." And
yes.
It's like,
well,
a,
but
you don't know.
He tests at school a lot.
You're right.
I know that. Because
he teaches,
even,
so he tests at school.
But
it's
every time,
we know by now, it's like you're coughing in the COVID era. Give it a few days before you go telling everyone it's not COVID.
But Tim, every time I'm like, "It's COVID," it's not. And every time I'm like, "It's not COVID," it is.
That's what's so great about COVID.
But it was just that thing of like, okay, well, I'm going to have it soon. I'll have it
so
in a few days.
So then what was Uncle Rich's funeral like, a super spreader? Or are more people popping up with it now?
No. I mean, I didn't have it then because I tested, because it was just the next day. So I didn't have it then. And I just knew it was coming.
Hell yeah.
I went to the funeral, but my brother stayed home. He didn't go, and he didn't like expose people to. And I wore a mask and didn't really. I stayed for a few minutes and left.
Damn.
So you've been isolating. What are you watching? What are you doing?
Am I watching? Oh, I am watching the Oscar movies. Will the Oscars have been happens? When does this come out?
No.
The Oscars happen so much later than I think they always do.
The Oscars are in
June.
Yeah, they're June this year. No, I think they're like March 12th. You know what I watched? I watched All Quiet on the Western Front, and guys, that is a tough one to watch. It's intense. Yeah. It's intense. I also watched The Banshees of Inisherin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What? I'm allowed to do the accent if I've seen the movie.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And then I watched a movie called Pinocchio, and another one that was, I didn't think
which,
I'd like.
Which Pinocchio? We talked about this.
Well, yeah, this is the Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Yeah, Guillermo's doll. Mm-hmm. Pinocchio, Guillermo's doll. And then I watched a movie I didn't think I would like that much, but I liked it, was Tar. And that another.
Oh, yeah.
All the movies are so intense.
Love Tar.
They're intense.
Tar's good. Hey, I'll tell you what. When I was one scene into Tar, I was like, oh, no, Timmy, this is one of these movies. Long, talky scenes, bad acting. And then the acting got better. The scenes got faster.
Bad acting.
Movie got shorter.
Everyone's saying how she's like the best actor.
Timmy started swallowing the popcorn faster and faster.
You know what? I
it got great.
Learned about you, Tim. Remember the other day, the other podcast, you were like, oh, you know that Beethoven's fifth or whatever starts just on, it doesn't start on the one, it starts on the upbeat. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the first things Tar talks about.
Did I brought that up. I brought that up because I said I saw this in Tar.
Oh, I didn't know you said you saw
he wasn't passing that off as original Kalpakis info.
I've been pondering the works of Ludwig von.
When I saw it in Tar, I was like, Tim, he's just pulling stuff off of Tar.
That bastard. I thought he was so smart.
I thought he knew
he gets everything from Tar these days.
That is embarrassing, though, when you say something and then like the other person like hears the same NPR thing you just heard.
Yes. I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, we all get the same like news feeds and stuff, that it's all just ping back and forth.
Yeah, this is why I don't listen to The Daily, because I assume someone will tell it to me.
Yeah. I still don't know what the Chinese balloon was all about.
I'll fill you in. Also, Mike, I love Tar, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but I love the ending, and then I did a little Googling about it. Did you fully understand the ending?
I don't want to ask questions, because, okay.
No spoilies.
Okay.
It's novel.
Oh.
But a fake story, Tar. I mean, fictional character, right?
Fake story.
Fake person.
There's somebody, yeah, I think there's a loose, but yeah, you're right. Fake
story. Just give it to him. Fake story.
It's fake. The whole thing is fake.
Okay, enough Tar talk. Jeff's back from the Bahamas.
Bahama
sand and that surf.
It was very good. White beaches, turquoise water as far as the eye can see.
Well, I know that picture you sent us was, that's the nice type of water.
Dude, it is like, it's like science fiction or something. It's too paradise-like. It looks man-made. But somehow there's this beach where it's hip deep water, not like super cold, and you can wade out there for like half a mile.
Not super cold, but not warm?
Not like, it's not like a warm, but it's quite pleasant. Yeah, and you can just float around, and like, you could go out like half a mile and then you hit a sandbar and you can walk around. It's just it's like a lagoon or like a wading pool.
Cool.
Damn. We got to move down there.
Oh, yeah. So I went to visit my parents who were staying down there, and
I see you applied the sunscreen. You didn't get burnt out.
I did. That's good. I diligently reapplied. when I was flying out, it said that the forecast was going to be 3 days of rain.
Oof.
And then it only turned into like a day and a morning of rain, and then the rest, sunny beach.
Let me guess, you got one of those raindrops right in the head, huh?
Yow. Big fat rain. Yow.
Splash. Oh,
but I ate a lot of fish, drank a lot of beers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you drink down there? Presidente? What's the drink?
The local Bahamian beer is called Kalik, and there's a Kalik Lite. It's K-A-L-I-K, and then there's also one called Sands. I actually preferred, they do Rattlers down there a lot now.
Oh,
like, what's that?
Is that like a grapefruit beer?
Exactly right.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it'll
yeah.
be like basically half a beer and then like some grapefruit.
There was a time when Radlers in our like friend circle was a big
Stiegel thing. Radlers.
Yeah,
Radlers. I don't like them.
They're lighter ABV.
The Radlers and the pineapple carts and stuff like that. I don't drink them out at a bar at night. But if you're on a hot island during the day, give me a Radler.
Here's what you do: you go to the Bigfoot Lodge. You go to the Bigfoot Lodge. They have the big tall boy Stiegel Radlers. I believe they're grapefruit, which is a lower ABV, right?
And Stiegel is a German sounding name. You know, I don't usually associate grapefruits with German Stiegel. Stuff.
Well, Radler seems like a German word as well.
Sure. Jeff, you got some explaining to do.
But here you go. You take that low ABV can, you say, hey, give me a shot of fucking tequila, and you pour it right in there.
Whoa.
You kick it right back up.
Yeah.
That's good. Kind of like a Paloma situation going on.
Yes, that's right.
That is why you rule the bar scene, Jeff.
That's why I rule.
That's why you're a hero on the bar crawl. You're the bar crawl hero.
I wish it was true what they say. I'm not the bar crawl hero.
It's true what I say. I say it and everyone's like, no, he's not. They're like, you are. I was like, no, I couldn't be. All right.
No.
Me?
We did a good bar crawl the other day when you were around. Didn't we?
I don't know if we did.
I'll cut that part out. Who was at the bar crawl where we went to? Tim, you were there.
Oh, yeah, the Roost. Yeah, Tamajanter, yeah. Roost, and Hilo.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's a good string. We didn't even make it to Bigfoot.
You couldn't. We were barfing and asleep. Do you guys remember last week on the pod, I said, ooh, I have something to like correct or apologize for.
Yes.
And I couldn't remember.
I haven't slept all week.
Mm-hmm.
And my scrambly brain, though this will keep you up more nights when you hear what it is. It occurred to me, it wasn't something slop heads were correcting me on. It wasn't something I've been DM'd about, but it was just the general feeling of shame. I was like, I'm carrying around shame about the podcast, and I remembered what it was in the Godfather
episode.
quality, which I love. The Godfather episode of our show, that is amaretto and scotch. And when I made my Godfather, I poured on the rocks amaretto, and I reached for, sometimes if I don't buy a bottle, Jeff will drop me off like a little side bottle of something he's poured for me. Nice. And I grabbed one of those little bottles and went, smells smoky. Uh-oh. That must be a peaty scotch. And I poured it and I drank it. And remember, I liked The Godfather, and I said, ooh, it really pings and pangs around your mouth. Really, really complex. It was mezcal.
No.
Wow.
Well, you can't be blamed.
It's
mezcal,
it's smoky,
and scotch. Yeah.
But it just makes me think that I still to this day have not had a Godfather. So please, if you're a slophead, delete that episode from your phone. It's tainted. But then the other night I was out at a bar in Hollywood and I said, hey, maybe I'll get a Godfather. So I never properly had a Godfather. And I order, I say to the guy, hey, can I get a fucking
scotch and DiSerrano?
Can I get a DiSerrano and can I get a DiSerrano and whiskey?
Did he leave and come back?
Can I get a DiSerrano? Do you remember The Well? We used to go there way back.
Well.
It's still alive and kicking, and not exactly not like a mixology place. Although I did go to the Varnish the other day, and that's fantastic. But anyway, back to The Well.
Now you said all this to the bartender.
Yes, I said to him, dude, I want a DiSerrano and whiskey on the rocks. And he said, okay. And he comes back with a DiSerrano on the rocks and a whiskey on the rocks, two drinks, and handed them to me. And I was with Mookie and he already had a drink. So this bartender thought I was that ballsy to just have two, to be double fisting, and one of them a sweet drink and one of a, so I still, I drank down one of them and I poured them together, but I've still not had a proper.
You know what you do,
Godfather.
Tim? We got Famous Grouse for one of the cocktails. That's like a smoky peaty scotch, and you know it was hanging around my bar for a long time because that's not really my normal steez. But today I had to pick up a brand new DiSerrano just to keep making these Godfathers. I'm loving them.
That makes me happy. It's very funny, isn't that, when you have to like buy a thing like that? You're like, I thought I would have this forever. Like, I'm getting to the end of my Luxardo. And I was I thought I'd be buried with this fucking bottle.
Man, when we finish the Galliano, oh my God.
That's what we're done with this podcast.
Fell.
Well,
the piss spike.
That's pretty good shit chat. You want to move on to a little segment we call booze news?
Yeah.
Doot, doot, doot. Hit it!
The Sloppy Boys are a pretty good band, but they sure do drink a lot of booze. Sloppy Boys a pretty good pod, and they also got the news. I want to tell them that I like them a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of
malort.
The Sloppy Boys are pretty good dudes, but they said I gotta keep it short. Oh yeah, said I gotta keep it short.
Yeah.
It's booze news, your majesties.
Nice.
Very good.
Tight, your majesties was sent to us by Danny Noonan from the Sloppy Boys Discord, which you can join and meet other slopheads if you subscribe to our Patreon. And nice. If you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Tight, tight, tight.
That was very great. Good.
And very fun. And that's a nice song pick to parody because it's nice and lively. It's jumpy. You saw my shoulders moving up and down.
Yeah.
I bet he picked it because he was like, what's a nice short song? The guys like short songs. What's the shortest song that's good?
Man, I love an album that's like big and lush and then ends with just a little ditty like that. That's the quintessential. That's Her Majesty's like the quintessential one of those. There's been a lot of imitators.
Albums that are like, yeah, I agree. And the last song is just a little like kind of a throwaway, but it's just fun.
Yeah.
You know what's not at the end of an album, but in the middle of an album is Sublime has that song Drunk Driving, and it's like, drunk driving is what I like to do. I like drunk driving with you. That's it.
That's it.
That's the whole song.
Yeah, why not put a little squirt on there once in a while, you know? They don't all have to be big boys.
You know what's good at the little squirts is Tierra Whack. You ever listen to her?
Oh, dude. The first time I heard of Tierra Whack, somebody was just like, check this out. And it was her, I think it's called Whack World, her first album.
Whack World, it's all like 40-second songs.
And she did a video for it. And it's just like this big video essay of like song to song to song to song to song.
It's dope.
What type of music is it? Is it hyper pop?
Standard pop.
No, I like hyper pop.
Lazy pop.
I like hyper pop now.
Well, if you take hyper pop and you give it the vaporwave treatment and slow it down, it kind of turns back into poof.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Okay, big booze news here today. Hard Monster energy drink.
Hey.
Hard Monster. Actually, I should take off the energy drink. Hard Monster. And it's called The Beast Unleashed. You know Monster. You know the tall boy can. They're getting into the hard game. The Beast Unleashed. It's for sale now in 6 states. Have you seen it?
You sound like the sports announcer being like, the best one, Mike, is...
Yeah,
it's like somebody scores and everybody's skating around for a while.
We were
like,
watching the NHL playoffs a couple years ago.
This guy's like, what do your pets do when you're not around? It's The Secret Life of Pets in theaters this weekend. Like,
and then they get right back into what they care
it's
about.
Like the most autopilot bullshit copy reading.
Well, I don't know what your pets do.
When I'm home, I go to minor league hockey games with my family, and we go see the Adirondack Thunder in Glens Falls. And
nice.
Thunder. Minor league, it's like there's an announcer trying to keep you interested, but like every part of the game is very sponsored and they do a lot of ads.
Yeah.
Like over the big PA in the arena. And, you know, when a part of the game will be sponsored, like this power play is brought to you by Pepsi or whatever, and like cool parts of the game. They've sponsored every part of the game. So then when someone like ices the puck, he like dumps it down, you know, they call icing stoppage of play. And the guy's like, it's Queensbury Hotel icing. And he puts like this cool sauce on it. It's like, icing isn't like a cool thing. It's not like it's a penalty shot and we're excited or anything. It's like
everyone's always disappointed with an icing because it's like, nothing really happened.
But I think that's why he brings it way down.
The Queensbury
Hotel.
That's like icing. A fun local one too. I was expecting you to say a lame brand like.
Oh, it's all it's like hardware stores in Glens Falls and stuff.
It's all local stuff.
Ooh, it looks like Hayford's got to go to the Yoplait penalty box. They should brand the penalty box.
They should.
Fucking 6% alcohol.
Oh yeah, Monster. We're talking about Monster.
This sounds like a Four Loko.
Sort of does.
Runner up.
Here's the thing. So they made a big deal about this. They announced it was coming out. It's out, and you know it's all the flavors and the stuff, but it is caffeine free.
Yeah, but it's got the sicky sweet flavor of a Monster.
Yeah. So the taste you don't like, and the oversweetness, but. I'm looking to see if there's taurine, and I don't think so. I think that it's basically just saying what was once an energy drink is now.
You gotta add your own taurine.
Yeah, you gotta do. Maybe the new Sidewalk Slammer is a Monster and a hard Monster.
I don't really drink the Red Bulls or anything like that, and Monster I especially find too
I'll
much.
Tell you. I'll tell you. Oh, go ahead. You got a story?
Well, no, not a story. It's just like a Red Bull in the small can is like enough or more enough that I'll drink. Like I won't drink more than that. And the Monsters come in those huge 16 ounces.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
I had some teeth work done a while ago, and I so they were really susceptible to staining, and they said no coffee. And so what's a boy to do? And so I found White Monster.
Get to bed early and get up on time and do some exercise.
No. White Monster.
Oh, I've seen that can.
And that's kind of the one that they, you know, they sell it to women mostly. I don't know why. They shouldn't. It's a good flavor. I was telling somebody else, I said, I've had the White Monster. And then they were like, yo, I've had the White Monster. I think the White Monster is sort of having a moment.
Nice. Yo. And you're on the forefront.
Yeah, I'm sort of leading this thing.
I've had sugar-free Rockstar. That's what I get when there's no...
Rockstar.
And I party like a rock star, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I was just thinking about, you know, those phrases we all say that like...
yeah, like party like talk about
like the community chess stuff. Yeah. Rockstar for me is one of those like, okay, rock stars, like you're such a rock.
Dude, it's the
this is my rock star. Like, especially somebody out like a rich person on vacation be like, this is our rock star. This is Manuel. He's been showing us around the whole resort.
Oh my God.
Dude rules. You're crushing it.
Because that's what rock stars do. Mick Jagger would show you around a hotel.
Yeah. Rock star.
When we were first applying to jobs in LA, which was like prime time for people throwing around rock star in like 2005 through 6, 7, 8. So many job listings were like looking for a rock star assistant. Yeah, it's like a rock star doesn't call in orders to Jones on Third.
A rock star loses his lunch, not order it.
Thank you.
For you. Thank you. Now, I got to say, while we're in talking about booze news, I'm getting a good look at you, Tim. You get a really good look at you. And those rumors about you looking like Pedro Pascal are right on.
Spot on.
the rumors, you're confirming the rumors?
The rumors are true. He looks like him. Are we all caught up with Last of Us?
No.
We are.
I won't spoil anything for you, Jeff. They drive around a lot. Whoa.
I know. Well, yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Mike, not a fan of the Zaba movers, huh?
I'm giving you a hard time. I didn't see the first two, and the only one I saw was the third one, the fourth one so far. And the third one was obviously a departure from the main story. So I was like, well, what's this? I don't know.
Yeah, what's that?
These are not the people I see on the posters. And then, the fourth one. Okay, I'm getting into it. I'll watch. I'm going to finish watching it.
The fourth one got you? I felt like
No. The fourth one did not get me, but I feel like I've watched two of them. And now I got like, how many do you think there are?
You're in.
How many are there, Jeff?
Got to be 10, 12.
Okay, I could do 10. The next one looks like it gets pretty exciting too.
Gets pretty exciting. I don't like I got trouble. I like watching the next week on, but I don't like watching that inside look after. You know, you just barely finish a show and the creator is talking about how they created it. I'm like, let me simmer for a second. Let me form my own opinions.
Agreed. Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, I'm going to get a bunch of shit online. Hey, Hanford doesn't like the popular show. I didn't see the first two, okay? I'm not going to go back and watch them. So that's why it's taking me a little while to get into the show.
I think it's like, hey, you got to give it up for HBO to have White Lotus and The Last of Us back to back. Two Mondo shows, two different audiences. I'm more of a White Lotus guy. I'm watching them both. But isn't that a crazy, this network? They own Sunday Night, man.
Well, they used to.
I hate to break it to you.
Remember we used to watch Curb and Flight of the Conchords and don't forget.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget that no one on Earth watched Earth's biggest movie star had a show called Ballers for 20 seasons. And starring The Rock, and just nobody watched it. Isn't that so weird?
On HBO, like, too, because usually I hear, like, if I think about shows like that, I'm like, oh, it must be on Showtime, the network I don't
You're
get.
Right. That does seem like that's HBO's Showtimest show.
Yeah. I'm sure Showtime passed. But imagine finding out that, like, Tom Cruise had a little TV show that nobody watched. It's so weird. But life is weird, and I guess it's time to wrap up Boost News.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's wrap it up.
Ooh.
All right.
Very good.
I'm so excited to hear about the drink of the day.
The D, O, the D.
Well, you guys recall that this week's episode was Mardi Gras stylies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was slightly overshadowed by the COVID, but we're going to push past that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Mardi Gras is this Tuesday, Fat Tuesday. And here on the pod, we like to, around Mardi Gras, have a Sazerac or a hurricane. And this time, we're going down to New Orleans for a different type of drink, a.k.a. Brandy Crusta. You've had?
The Crusta. Crusta rhymes. Had not had.
When I hear Crusta, I'm thinking crustacean. I'm thinking lobster rolls.
Me too. You serve this thing in a nice lobster, hollowed out lobster shell. That sounds a little sick, Tim, but yeah. I'll go with it.
Is this a shellfish?
It's, you're wrong, but guess what the name is? The Crusta. Why crust?
The crusty sugar?
Yes, the sugar encrusted rim of the drink. Mm. There you go.
And it really paints a picture, that word Crusta.
Yeah. Crust. It's a good word, that too, for your mouth makes kind of a crust. crust.
Yeah, that's an onomatopoeia. That's nice. Crust, sizzle, rip. Ooh, crash. Ooh, honk, honk. They're all great.
So, look, there are different crustas, of course. Gin, whiskey, for example, but brandy is the big one. That was big back in the day. We're going to talk about, this is an old, old, old drink. And I've just told you where that name comes from. And you're probably thinking like, oh, hey, well, that's what's most significant about this drink is the crust. If there's one notable thing to know about the Brandy Crusta, it's probably that crusted rim.
Right.
Wrong-o. Yeah. You are dead wrong.
Fuck.
Because here's what's significant. And here's what you should know about this ancient old drink you don't hear about too much anymore. The Brandy Crusta is the first cocktail to have citrus in it.
No.
The first cocktail to have citrus in it? You got to be kidding
me. Is that real?
Jeff, you're a lime freak. This is a history of your people here. Basically, like way back, really old days, in the 1800s, there were cocktails in the old-fashioned way, as Mike taught us in our episode about the old-fashioned, where it was like a little bit of liquor, little bit of bitters,
bit of
something sweet, and it's a short glass. And then that's a cocktail. And of course, separately elsewhere, there were punches, which we learned, you know, coming from like grog and stuff, daiquiri type drinks, where it was like rum, lime, sugar that started on boats.
To keep scurvy away.
Right.
Exactly. So it was like a boat thing. And then taverns in New York were serving it too. But with punches, it was like you'd make a big batch and you'd like be ladling it out warm and people would be drinking it in the colonies or something, but it's very different from a cocktail. But in the 1850s, there was a guy in New Orleans, an Italian guy named Joseph Santorini. And he said, hey, I'm going to put a little lemon in my cocktail. And I think ice was kind of all the rage too, like ice in a cocktail. Oh man, that's kind of exciting.
Okay, so this is so early on; they're just barely coming up with this stuff.
They're barely coming up with this stuff, but he puts lemon juice into a brandy cocktail, and that's bonkers. Nobody had done it, and he does it at the City Exchange and the Jewel of the South, these bars in New Orleans, and gadouge, it's a hit. Kind of, we don't know about the Brandy Crusta, but it becomes the sidecar, which we do know and we've done on the pod. And the sidecar begets the Daisy, and the Daisy kind of becomes the margarita. And holy shit, now we got citrusy cocktails. And
have we done the Daisy?
No, but we talked about it in the margarita episode.
Okay. So this is like, this drink is like Moses.
Thank you. It'll part the Red Sea of your saliva in your mouth.
Well, Tim, I don't think you need to go that far. I think it just means both Moses and this drink involve liquids in their stories.
Yeah, that's where I was. Thanks.
Right,
thank
because
you,
Moses was in a little basket on a river.
Well, no, just the sea thing you were talking about.
Oh.
It's just that they're both involving liquid.
No one ever talks about, if I ever write a Moses movie, I'm going to start with the basket in the river scene.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to end with the parting the Red Sea thing. And I'm going to have him turn to camera and say, all my life, water has been present. It seems. Except for when I went up to the top of Mount Sinai and got those two tablets.
Or the 40 years I spent in the desert.
I forgot about 40 years.
There was a lot of not water between between.
We had some water. There had to have been some water for to survive, but yeah, you're right, not much. Maybe just amend the line and say, most of my life I've dealt with either a ton of or a little bit of water.
Well, that's getting wordy. I might change it to a text scrawl up the screen that says, during certain parts of his life, water was plentiful, whereas others, water was in lower supply.
Let's see where and when I give you the Moses story.
But I wish I had some of that water for that burning bush, put out that bush.
No, the burning bush spoke to him, I think.
Yeah, but you know, you see a burning bush, you think, oh, if I had some water, I'd splash that thing.
Right, but I think, okay, well, we can discuss this.
This is off pause talk.
I want to do a religious studies with you too.
Yeah,
we should do a Patreon episode up on Moses and waters.
Moses and all his waters.
Mike, you could start tutoring us Sunday school.
Moses, man of water.
That's the modern cool version of it.
Man of water,
or lack thereof.
Sometimes.
Moses colon man of water colon or lack thereof. Okay, the Brandy Krusta is a IBA cocktail. What's one of the unforgettables because it's very, very old. Here's the recipe, folks. 52.5 milliliters of brandy.
52.5?
Usually, if it's that specific, usually it's like rounded down from ounces. So an ounce is 30. Is that an ounce and two thirds?
As long as there's a reason.
I don't know. This is gonna be and the reason is you. Okay, 7.5 milliliters of maraschino, Luxardo liqueur. 1 bar spoon Curacao.
Nice.
15 milliliters fresh lemon juice. The big important citrus. 1 bar spoon simple syrup. 2 dashes aromatic bitters. Wow, I realized I didn't look that up, but I do have that. Thank God.
That's not just Angostura or Peychaud's aromatic?
That would be more Peychaud's, technically.
I have like a Fee Brothers bitters bottle that just is called aromatic bitters, but.
Well, Peychaud's is not Angostura. Peychaud's is aromatic, right?
But I think that there's a whole different bitters that's neither Peychaud nor Angostura, but I'll report back when I taste this.
Okay, great.
Method. Mix together all ingredients with ice cubes in a mixing glass and strain into prepared slim cocktail glass. Garnish. Rub a slice of orange or lemon around the rim of the glass and dip it in pulverized white sugar so that the sugar will adhere to the edge of the glass.
Yeah.
Here.
I like that.
Adhesive. Yeah. Carefully curling, place the orange or lemon peel around the inside of the glass. That's kind of complicated, folks, but if you Google it, you'll see the IBA has a picture. It's a little curl of the rind inside the lip of the glass.
It looks cumbersome.
Yeah. Looks kind of weird. This is kind of a, I wasn't prepared for so many ingredients and my mixing glass and the
it looks like a cool looking drink. It looks like a sort of, you know, you go to a fancy restaurant and they just curl the stuff just so, I don't know what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Well, and your orange rind, your lemon rind needs to be the entire circumference of the lemon, it looks like.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's a big ass rind.
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
So wait, no ice?
Pulverized white sugar is funny. Yeah, wait, what was all my ice talk? Oh, yeah, no ice. Mix all together. Oh, wait, but yeah,
you're stirring and straining?
You're stirring and straining, yeah.
Interesting. I can't wait to get into it. Do you want to leave these suckers with the ads and we'll go make our drinks?
I love it.
Guys, I'm not going to make the drink tonight because I'm in having COVID. But I'm going to drink, and I've been drinking these a ton lately, orange Gatorade.
Well, that's nice. Good. You can report back.
Because you guys are doing an orange thing, so I wanted to make sure I had an orange thing.
Sure. All right, great. All right, folks, we'll see you back here in a jiffy. I don't want to say jiffy.
Jeffy.
Folks, we'll see you back here in a minute.
Just say a GIF.
Like the peanut butter?
Just say we'll see you back here soon.
Folks, we'll see you back here soon.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With brandy crustas in hand.
Ooh, took me a while.
You'll notice a little something about mine.
Look at that.
Blue curacao has turned your drink slime green.
Yeah.
That's fucking a good crust on the edge, though.
Nickelodeon-ass brandy
crusta.
Would
you use lemon there or orange? You got lemon, Jeff.
Lemon. And also, I didn't have the skinny mouth cocktail glass, so I just have this big donut of Ryan's just sitting in the middle.
Me
of my
too.
Glass.
I switched to this kind of tiny rocks glass so that
smart.
I could do that.
But. Smart. Shit. Fuck. All right, let's try this stupid drink. This took forever to make. I'm already kind of mad at it.
Sip right. time.
Hmm.
Ooh, zippy.
Yeah, zippy. Zippy. Also, zippy. I really sugared this rim. I don't know if I really.
Yeah, I sugared the shit out of it.
Really dunked it.
Well, it's a pretty dry cocktail. Otherwise, I read that the maraschino was added later and became part of the modern recipe. And it's funny because I'm mainly getting maraschino.
Yeah, same. They could have chilled out a bit.
But the orange Gatorade is good. is this going to keep me up all night, Gatorade?
Yeah, the electrolytes. Zip, zip, zip,
zip, zip. Oh, yeah, zip me up.
Do you have that thing where you... I associated lemon lime Gatorade with being sick, so I lost the taste for that flavor specifically.
That's funny.
I always love in Gatorade when you say There's something funny to me that electrolytes is plural, because when you say a drink has caffeine or taurine or sugar, mm-hmm. but when you say Gatorade has electrolytes, I picture there's like three or four little chunky electrolytes floating around in there, and they're little like little balls of sunshine.
You
get, and you're like,
you get chew it.
Oh, I got one.
That's funny, because I do have a picture in my mind of what electrolyte is too, but it's not that. It's like little like light kind of zipping all around. Like electricity, but little little bits of them, particles of them, but a lot.
What, it's just, electrolytes are just like salt, right?
It's electrolyte.
It's electrolytes. Okay. Depends on how many electrolytes we talk in here. Baker's dozen.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's do a real concerted sip here, because this is a weird drink.
Is it?
I mean, I'm swayed by the smell. Even though it has lemon juice in it, the orange rind is giving me a lot of smell, like an old fashioned.
Giving smell. I love it.
It's so strange.
It's stiff.
It's got a strange taste.
I wish I had done this one, because I was looking forward to it.
When we go to New Orleans.
The Luxardo really takes me to like, when I taste the Luxardo, I think of the Hemingway daiquiri, but in this one, it all kind of combines to be like, it's very rindy, because there's that orange rind there. Luxardo makes you taste like you're eating like the pith of a citrus fruit.
Also, it has this weird quality where it feels like the glass is cold, but the drink is warm.
Yeah, mine too.
I don't know
what's
how
going
this
on over there.
How does it happen?
That is a lot of rind there. You're supposed to do the whole thing. That's crazy.
My glass is freezing and my drink is scorching hot.
It's like there does seem to be like the glass and the drink are not on the same page about the temp.
They did not understand the assignment.
It's funny that we're both getting
this would be a good one, though, to get it up, you know, I always say this, but a good one to get at a professional place, because it seems like it's a little bit involved.
We're gonna go to the hometown, baby. We're gonna get the real deal.
Oh, for that tour we're gonna go on,
get your tickets.
Here's what people don't realize. Listeners, you love us for this cocktail pod. You don't know that we're a band, and we're a good band, and we're about to go on a really good tour. And the first night of our tour happens to be our 10th anniversary as a band. And we happen to be playing in New Orleans, and we're going to get some brandy crusts, and we're going to get drunk.
And if you haven't
crust
seen this,
is a must.
You probably think, you know, the podcast is a little sloppy. The band's probably kind of sloppy. No.
Tight.
We don't care about the podcast.
No.
We don't like it. We don't listen to it.
We're a band. Mm-hmm. We try hard with the songs. We play them real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good Gatorade.
Now, I'm liking this drink, but it's not doesn't have the opportunity to get. I mean, it can get better as I get drunker, but with no cubes in there, it's got nowhere to go. Wouldn't you like for this drink to get a little meltier?
Yeah, I sure would.
Now describe: is it a strong flavor or is it a? What is going on?
Here's the thing. Oh, I took a little sip of aromatic bitters, guys, and it's very holiday cinnamon nutmeggy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I was picturing.
My Peychaud's is just aromatic.
Oh, but it's you have like the pink, like the red Peychaud's, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a New Orleans classic, and it's like spicy, a little bit of a licorice-y thing going, but it's spicy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mike, I would describe this as if you remember our sidecar episode. Sidecar is sort of a classic sour in that it is cognac, lemon juice, and triple sec. Okay. So this is essentially the cognac, same drink because it has curacao instead of triple sec. But what it adds is the bitters and the maraschino. So it's got a little stank on it. It's a stanky
maraschino
sidecar.
Maraschino isn't my favorite.
No, it's the stick. It's the taste of the stems on the sticks of the cherry tree.
I don't know if I'd like this drink. You know what I meant to say before when I was talking about I wasn't doing this drink. We had somebody recently on our Twitter, one of the slopheads, say they're taking sort of a break, slowing down from drinking. And I got to say, congrats to you, and that's great.
Well, let's hear about
because you don't have to drink.
Orange Gatorade, Mike. How is it?
Oh, it's great. It's orangey. It's cold. Yeah. It's like the five others I've had this week.
You can stop drinking, but don't stop listening to the show.
Exactly. We love all listeners. We hate all drinkers.
It's a lifestyle podcast. We're going to run out of IBA cocktails, but it's a lifestyle podcast.
Right, right.
It's a show about humor and fun.
Humor and fun.
We drink so you don't have to. Don't you get it?
Right. Good.
Are you guys excited? Now, I feel like I run my mouth about New Orleans all the time on this podcast. I brag about my 17-mile saunter. Mm-hmm, I talk about all the food and drinks I've had there. In actuality, I've only been there twice. It's just that I raised a lot of hell.
Right.
I love it. I had 4 days there to myself and then went back working on a TV show where we'd sneak out at night and get crunked. But I'm excited for you guys to see it. And do you have, we're playing at a, what club are we playing at? Gasa Gasa.
Which I've heard about. I've told people about that, like where we're playing. They're like, oh, that's a cool place.
Tim, there's just one thing I'm planning on doing, just me, when I get there. It's an 18-mile saunter.
Fuck. I'm not invited?
No.
You're breaking the record.
As you said 17-mile, even 18-mile, that's a far distance to be walking.
Yeah, that's kind
of... Let alone saunter.
That's why it's notable, Mike.
I know, but that's a real long
way. And to do it with no sense of urgency?
That's a real long way to saunter.
I went for a walk with our friend Mitch of Doughboys fame the other day, and said, "Hey, let's go to 7-Eleven. I want to get a sugar-free Gatorade Frost." So ties in with a Gatorade, basically.
He's big on Gatorade. He's always drinking Gatorade.
Yeah, he was really big on those Fierce Strawberry for a while.
That's what it was, Fierce. But yeah,
see, I like the purple one. But where I was ordering, from the
was that Glacier Frost, Glacier Freeze,
just purple. You say purple. I think it's frost. I think it's
purple. Please,
purple, please. I called up. I called Seamless up. I said, "Find me purple, please. I'm sick. Bring it directly to my door."
Let's be honest. We all know Red Gator is the best way to go. Fruit punch, Red Gator
by a mile,
or Red Powerade if you're in a pinch.
Ooh,
if you're in a pinch.
Hey, in the Bahamas, they had this fucking drink called Bahamas Goombay Punch.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
It has a weird-looking can, and on the side of it, it says Coca-Cola Bahamas.
Okay.
And there are... Here, I'm going to pull up a pic.
Coca-Cola.
And there are cocktails made from it. Here it is.
Oh, I've
it's
seen
like a
that.
Smiley.
Oh, that looks cool.
That's a and really cool can.
I was like, what does that look like? What is it, like Hawaiian Punch? No, it's like Mountain Dew colored.
Wow.
That can, the graphic on that can looks like in like the 80s and early 90s when people would have like pictures on their wall from like museum exhibits.
Yeah.
Like like advertised like a poster, framed poster of like a museum show.
I remember sparse. I was in the Bahamas way back in the day and I saw somebody drinking a canned cocktail, a dark and stormy, ginger beer and dark rum out of a can, and it blew my mind. I had never, this was in the 90s, and I had never seen a canned cocktail before. Now they're plentiful.
Mm.
That's all you can get.
Jeff, did you see the Baja men when you were down there?
Well, I noticed that the dogs were out, but I was like...
you didn't know who was responsible.
Nobody had anything to say about it, and then I turned the corner.
I was going to say, they didn't take him out, they just didn't know who.
No, they just they saw the same thing I did, and they wrote a song about it.
Whom? Whom?
They never got to the bottom of that, did they? That's too bad.
No, that's why they never had another song. Now, Mike, I asked what you guys are looking forward to your first trip in New Orleans. Jeff says an 18-mile saunter. When you think, because I'll say for me, I'm looking. I've never actually drank a grenade, one of those yard grenades, and I know they're supposed to be super sweet. I love getting the frozen. There's places where you can like serve yourself frozen daiquiris in a big cup, and some of them are like
brain freeze,
151.
Oh yeah.
But I go for like the Hurricane or the 151 daiquiri, but I've never had a proper grenade drink.
We're getting you a grenade. We are getting you a grenade.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, more so than the other drinks that we've come across that all have Nolans-ish origins, I need a proper Hurricane and a proper Hurricane glass.
You know what? We're going to a place that people make fun of me for loving it, but Pat O'Brien's Piano Bar, where they invented the Hurricane. It's fun.
Ooh, let's do it.
And the Hurricanes are great.
Now, you know what I'm looking forward to? You know what I'm looking forward to? A couple of grilled oysters.
A couple. Yeah, baby. It's a big grilled oyster town. You're getting some, dude.
I am into it, baby.
Po' boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a grilled oyster sandwich.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll do that.
Let's just walk the length of Bourbon Street, and you could get a po' boy with shrimp or beef or anything you want.
Oh, but it's a sandwich.
I say that we should walk. Am I lagging on the internet?
No, I hear you.
Nah. Check.
It's just check. Our chemistry is bad.
Now that'll be fixed in the edit.
I think what we do is we walk the length of Bourbon Street and we never stop for a meal. And we never, you know, you just have, you have a bite and you keep going. You have a drink and you keep going. You never settle in.
How long is this street? That's my big question. This isn't the 17 miler, is it?
No, it's like one.
Might have to bring my skateboard. Ooh, maybe I'll bring my skateboard down. Would that be cool? I could be the skateboarder of New Orleans.
They've never had one down there.
It's sort of a different culture, Mike. I don't know if they've ever seen a skateboard before down there.
It's not the fact. Well, and I suck at it, too, so I could be like the Tony Hawk down there.
I suck at it. Oh, I love to skate, and I suck at it.
Hey, who likes to see me do my thing? Oh, I've never seen a skateboard before.
Now,
well, get used to it, buddy. I live here now.
Now, Tim, and to a lesser extent, Mike, would you change anything about the drink?
Dial back the maraschino. I love the stuff, but I feel like I am drinking this drink. I like it, but I'm longing for a sidecar that has none of the weirdies in it.
Yeah. And for me, I wish mine wasn't blue, but, you know, I only had the one curacao.
What can you do?
It's the same taste. It's the same taste.
Well, why don't we...
Go ahead.
Yeah, why don't we, you know, fix our... Let's make do some corrective measures.
Please.
And we'll come back here and we'll give our final thoughts.
Great.
I love that.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
We're back with round two and our final thoughts on a Brandy Crusta.
Oh boy.
Is it the top drink in New Orleans? Is it top the other ones? Is it the best of the bunch?
The Hurricane and the Sazerac?
No way.
And the Vieux Carré?
Ooh, those were good, the Vieux Carré.
Guys, you know when we're getting something wrong in the podcast and listeners who know about booze are fuming and foaming at the mouth?
Yeah.
I feel like I just did that when I was talking about bitters, because I looked at my bottle I used in round one that said aromatic bitters, and it said old fashioned aromatic bitters. And it was kind of cinnamony, like for old fashions, I guess. Mm-hmm. Then I looked at my Angostura bitters and it said Angostura aromatic bitters. And then I looked at my Peychaud's and it said Peychaud's aromatic bitters.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do here. It didn't say Angostura bitters, but I guess it's the aromatic bitters of your choice.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm seeing here Peychaud's is the lighter and sweeter of the two, with notes of candied cherry, clove, orange, and a distinct bitter finish. Angostura is deeper and more savory.
Well, Angostura comes from Trinidad and Peychaud's comes from New Orleans, so I feel like Peychaud's is more appropriate for this drink.
You know what? I just put some cubes in this. Just make it with cubes.
Yeah. I
gives it a real smack.
I made another round. I rolled back the Luxardo maraschino to like about a half, maybe 5 milliliters. Yeah. And
that stuff permeates, huh? Everything, like, this is the third drink in a row we've had where there's too much cherry wood stick.
That's what should be the bar spoon. That should be, it should be the teeny amount, and you can maybe amp up the Curacao and stuff, but this is better. I'm liking this better, but I didn't crust my rim this time. Mm-hmm. And it's a very dry, zippy, stiffy without that sugar. So it's a challenging cocktail overall.
Don't crust the rim. Well, I'm going to disqualify myself. I cannot answer if I will have order again. You understand why.
Sure.
I'll order a Gatorade again.
Oh, good. Well, you do have to submit final thoughts regardless of if
my final
thoughts
on my Gatorade is good and I'll have it again.
Yeah. All right. I would have this again, but I don't care about it.
Ooh.
You know, this
are you going to order it in New Orleans?
Yeah, of course. I would do like one. I would make time for one.
Do you like the name, though, Brandy Crusta?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I'm a little bummed that mine looks like a Kool-Aid burst, but other than that.
That's sad.
It's the picture on the IBA is very nice, and Jeff, I gotta say, you know, that's a tough one. It's a tough one to replicate.
You got a couple. You're supposed to drink.
You're supposed to drink like through that big ass rind, or what?
Yeah, that's weird.
Here's the thing: they had orange Curacao, and they had an orange rind. You have a lemon peel in blue Curacao, so you've got. It's just a whole different look, really. It's very. Yeah. It's very.
It's a bad look.
It's urinal-esque.
Yeah,
it looks like a urinal cake over here. It's not a good
that's
look.
What it is.
I'll tell you what, I wish it tasted a little bit more like this little guy I got prepped. It's a Godfather, folks.
No!
I'm going into the blowout ready with a Godfather.
Whoa.
Fuck that.
Nice. Very nice.
Final thoughts on the Brandy Crusta for me. Here's what I would order it again when I'm in the mood for something really dry and not too sweet. I struggle to think of why you would drink this instead of a sidecar, which is a simplified, better drink if you like brandy, orange, and lemon.
Focus up.
But it's technically absolutely an order again, because I know for a fact I'm going to order one again in March when we go to New Orleans.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's March 31st, folks. Get your tickets now.
Gossa, the Sloppy Boys, and Dear Blanca.
Where can people find these tickets? That's my big question.
Go to the Sloppy Boys either on Instagram or Twitter at the Sloppy Boys. You look at our bios. You go to our link tree and the Midwest tour, which kicks off and also ends in the South. Tickets are right there. They're selling like hotcakes, folks. We have sold out most of the Midwest is sold out. And there's a couple tickets left in some of these southern states but you got to get into it.
You know what else? You know what's even easier to do, folks? Go to comfortmonk.com. And at the top of the banner, it says Sloppy Boys and Dear Blanca Midwest Tour 2023.
That's what the link tree links to, Jeff.
Okay. Yeah. But you, sorry. You were trying to get them to pass through the old link tree.
Yeah. Check out a few pictures, like a few tweets, retweet a couple tweets while you're there.
Yeah, this way they get sidetracked. They look at some of our videos.
you buy a couple of shirts. Christmas is coming.
Yeah, Christmas is always coming. Yes, do that, folks, because we want to see you on the road and we want to sing to you. Now, you guys enjoyed the brandy crusta drink, huh?
Yeah, like I said, I didn't really care about
it. I just need to say that to build up to my next question. Are you ready for the crusta quiz?
Oh, yes! My God.
Wow.
Michael.
didn't really matter what your answer was to that. It was a rhetorical. Just getting to the
yes,
crusta great. Quiz. Well, this is the crusta quiz, and it's coming at you right now. Answer, blurt out, do whatever you need to do to get these questions answered.
Great.
I need a little pen so I can write down. Oh, boy. All right. Ooh. I'll write it on the back of this DVD case. It's just a sleeve. For the movie Living, a four-year consideration DVD of the movie Living. Have you seen?
No, I've not seen. I'm really kind of out of practice with all the...
Hadn't heard of this movie. I don't know. Living?
I haven't seen many of the screeners.
They're all spread out. You know, in the old days, you get a DVD to vote for the union awards, but like these days, it's on Screener Passport. It's in your emails. It's all over the place.
Well, dude, my thing is all the screeners I get are from the streaming services. Like, I have 90% of these. Don't send me fucking plastic.
I know. I got a huge thing for the Ozark. This is humongous. I can see this all on Netflix, right?
Yeah, you know, the Ozarks, I used to not even know what the Ozarks were.
I know. I don't know why I get that now. That the Golden Globes. Anyway. Okay. Boring. Don't forget, we're here for the very exciting crusta quiz. Once Tim gets his head out of his mobile, we can start.
No, this is good.
Hey, I'm
Mike,
ready. I was
Mike, I had the advantage.
Full disclosure, I was Googling answers to the crusta quiz.
Well, maybe the answer you'll have for this first one. Dan Castellaneta voices Krusty the Clown. Who else besides Homer does he voice?
Flanders.
Barney?
No, Flanders is somebody else. Jeff, you get it.
Great.
Barney.
And I worked there, and I sat in on the records, okay?
I know, that's why I'm so surprised.
Wait, there are more than even that, though, are there
not? Oh, there's tons, tons.
Yeah.
I love tons. It when there's like a rando character that's just totally Homer's normal voice.
Yeah, I like when it's Mo. Okay.
Stop.
In the Simpsons episode, A Star Is Burns, Springfield holds a film festival. On one of the finalists of the festival is a short called Football in the Groin. Castellaneta voiced...
Hans Molman.
Well, let me just get the question out. Which Dan Castellaneta voiced character stars in this short?
Hans Molman.
Hans Molman.
Yeah, Timmy got it.
God damn
it.
There
you go.
All right.
This is definitely the crusta quiz.
What animated guest star joins the Simpson family in the aforementioned episode?
Fucking
Jay Sherman.
God fucking
damn it. Timmy got
God
it.
God damn it. Fuck.
The critic, yes. Jay Sherman.
I could have had it.
Jay.
Jay.
Ooh, they should, Sherman. Guys, that sucks. If they ever did like a gritty reboot, it would be called Jaysh.
Oh, that would be cool. In the Simpsons episode, A Star Is Burns, who wins the film festival?
Barney.
Barney.
I gotta say.
Barney. I said Barney.
I gotta give it to Tim. He said Barney. Yeah.
He didn't,
Bernie.
What?
Bernie is not.
He didn't
character.
Say Bernie three times before he said
no.
Barney.
No, but you got Barney for the first.
I
one,
knew
Jeff.
It. I knew
you
it.
You knew it.
I knew it.
You knew it.
I've known the answers to all these questions.
His film was called Pocahontas.
Right.
Who does the voice for Barney Gumble?
Dan Castellaneta.
Dan Castellaneta.
Tim got it.
Yes.
Fuck.
He's Italian, much like Joseph Santini, who made this drink.
Nice. Hey, very nice. Dan Castellaneta got his start in television on what British actress's show?
Tracy Ullman.
Fuck my whole life. Fuck everything from now on, and I'm serious.
Orange and lemon are possible garnishes for the brandy crusta. Which of these garnishes' color is closer to the skin tone of the Simpson
lemon.
Family? Jeffy, got it.
Closer.
Next question. What orange snack and drink does your humble quizmaster like
Cheese
to
it.
Eat together?
Orange juice.
That's Cheese right. It. Orange juice and Cheez-It.
together?
I like to eat those together. I
yeah,
mentioned
he's a freak
it on the
about
pod.
This, Tim. It's gross.
I don't listen to the pod. Nasty. I'm not a fan. I'm more into come down.
Okay. This is the last. Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. We got Jeff is up 5-3.
What? I mean, I'll take it. I'm surprised.
You're up 5-3 if I'm doing my math right. Of course, I've got COVID, so who knows what's going on here. Fortunately for you, Tim, this is a 3-point question.
Perfect. That could be great for me.
That could win it for you or send Jeff over the edge.
What does that mean, over the edge? Is that like, is this like a Brandy Krusta?
You ever hear the Aerosmith song, Living on the Edge?
Okay, if I get knocked over the edge, is there a chance that I can come back from the edge?
No.
No, if you win. If you get the next one right, you win.
Oh, so Mortal Kombat rules.
That's right. Okay. Final question for everything. In the Mr. Plow episode of The Simpsons, who was the Plow King?
Homer Simpson.
No.
No? No, he was Mr. Plow. The Plow King was...
Flanders.
No.
You mean who voiced him or who was...
No, who the character was.
Barney.
That's right. Jeffy won the whole thing. It's a Barney Gumbel.
And I feel like Mr. Plow is iconic, and here I am not even remembering that.
It's weird. Barney came up a lot in this quiz, the Krusta quiz. Barney,
yeah, it's funny. So there's only one mention of Krusty the Clown early on. Right. So was that Krusty the pivot clown. To just kind of send us into...
Well, then there was that one question about the lemon and orange garnishes and the Krusty.
Yeah, but I don't like... And this is not any a knock on you at all, Mike, but like, I don't like the Krusta quiz for that reason. It's called the Krusta quiz, and it's
right.
It's all Simpsons stuff, and that's just... it's not my preference. I would have liked some more crusts. Eat the crust first, Pizza Hut, that type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and counterpoint, cool. I actually do like the quiz.
You like the quiz.
Unlike my friend Tim here, I like the quiz a lot. And I used to get a little more annoyed when the quiz didn't have to do so much with the drink and it would just be like a Simpsons quiz. You remember the early days of the pod? I would sort of bristle at that sort of behavior.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I actually... I'm taking it in stride, and I think that's a lot of growth.
Well, I think so too, and it really
works for me and for the pod.
Jeff, honestly, it's post-pandemic, and you've kind of chilled out.
Yeah, and I think the pod has found its footing. And early on, I was a little worried about like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the podcast is people have been saying a lot of people write in and they say, you know, I love this show. Tim is pretty much my boy at this point. I love Tim, and I love his two co-hosts, and I love hearing that type of thing.
I've been getting emails recently that are like,
that's just a point you wanted to make, too.
This guy likes to hear himself talk about himself. I've been getting emails the opposite. They say, Mike, you are not a boy of mine. I do not want you on the podcast anymore.
You're not my boy.
No.
Yeah, I get those emails almost. We wrap up here and I'll open my inbox and I'll get a bunch of them.
That sucks.
All right, that's it.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where you can see these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you want more boys, head over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, where we talk about the shit we really care about. That's The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode, where we just talked about Lil Yachty's Let's Start Here.
It's not just a bonus episode, it's its own series starring us, and we're not bogged down by cocktail talk. We don't have to say, you know, that there was citrus in a cocktail.
Ooh, this actually had lemon first.
Did you know that this has ice?
Did you know this is that? Okay.
Well, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Great job, guys. And
great work.
Great job, listeners at home.
And it is work for those of you listening. This is work to us.
Yeah, we do appreciate you putting in the time.
we put in the time, and we're glad you do too.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Later.